Good morning. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Scotiabank's Hockey Day in Canada. The next few days in Canmore are going to be crazy busy and lots of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. It's already started. We're full on here Monday morning at 8 o'clock. Things started buzzing, and we've been just a go since Monday morning.
I'm curious when you found out you were going to be hosting.
You know, that was December of last year. We had a call from Sportsnet, and they talked about potentially hosting their 25th anniversary here in Canmore. And, you know, a couple site visits and a couple discussions, and we're the host community.
And I think it's safe to say this is a big deal for Canmore to be featured nationwide, right across the country.
Absolutely. Like, I mean, the way we describe it is it's a 5-day festival with a 12-hour commercial for your town on Saturday. So there's a lot going on. It's a full-on event, that's for sure.
Now, the whole idea behind Scotiabank's Hockey Day in Canada is just to celebrate this fantastic game. We do it coast to coast to coast. And it all starts tonight.
Yeah, tonight we got the opening kickoff face-off up at Silvertip. And then after that, we've got Chad Brownlee performing at the Canmore Golf and Curling Club. And we still have some tickets available to that, but it's going to be a really cool show. Something that, you know, Chad Brownlee's got a, you know, obviously a great career in country music, but he was also drafted by the Vancouver Canucks and played in the BCHL. So a real tie into hockey. Chad and his band are going to, you know, put on a nice performance here on Wednesday night. It's so, you know, iconic to have Chad Brownlee, you know, not only just a hockey player turned country music star, but coming to, you know, Alberta and playing a venue like the Canmore Golf and Curling Club. It's going to be really cool. Thursday, we've got a ton of activity going with school visits and clinics going on throughout the day. The Stanley Cup's going to be around. Then Thursday night, we go into our gala event, which is a banquet with about 400 people down, hosted by Ron McLean and a hot stove with Elliot Freeman and Bieksa and Rudy, and all the panels going to be in. And it'll be a pretty fun event for everybody. And again, really cool to get that group in town and tell some stories and have a good conversation. Friday night, we got the NHL alumni game. So same thing Friday during the day, school visits, Stanley Cups going around town, parading it through there. And then the NHL alumni game is going to be here at 7:30. Again, we've got a bunch of alumni, Matt Stajan, Curtis Glencross, Corey Sarich, Jason Chimera, you know, a bunch of guys playing in that at 7:30 and on that night. And then a post-game party in the Canmore Golf and Curling Rink, where those that can't get into the game because it is sold out can come and watch there.
And Saturday's obviously the big day.
Absolutely. Like, it's Fan Fest is going to be a con in the parking lot. There's going to be all sorts of vendors down there. You know, Ron's going to open up Scotiabank Hockey Day in Canada on the pond on the golf course at 10 o'clock. The Stanley Cup will be down. Tons of activities and opportunities for the kids and families to get involved. We also have three games going that day. We've got a U18 game at noon. We've got a U Sports female game at 3:30, and then the Canmore Eagle game at 7:30. So it's going to be a full-on activity, all while broadcasting, you know, the NHL games that are taking place, with all seven teams taking place.
It's a hockey lover's dream.
Absolutely. You're going to see all sorts of every fan of the game of hockey is going to be out and about, and it's a really cool opportunity to, you know, to get to be a part of something like that in Alberta.
Hockey Day in Canmore. You can find more details at explorecanmore.ca. Andrew, thanks for taking a few minutes to hop on the show. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.